I'm Peter Finch with The Fog Files. In the entertaining comic book spoof, The Adventures of Unemployed Man, co-creators Eric Origen and Gon Galan introduce us to The Calling Booth. Eric explains,
just like Superman goes into a phone booth and comes out transformed, we thought it would be fun to have a phone booth called The Calling Booth that unemployed people go into and come out transformed, having connected with what their true calling is.
Hank Morfin of Concord can appreciate the concept of the calling booth. He was working as a manager at a construction company he had co-founded when the guy he started the company with said they needed to talk.
We'd built it up into a multi-million dollar business, $16, $20 million a year. And a couple of Februaries ago, he called me into his office and no pun intended, poof, my job disappeared.
Why no pun intended? Well, because Hank, at least in his own mind, then entered his own calling booth and emerged as a magician.
I want you to picture that person.
Okay.
Picture their...
Hank Morfin shows me a trick. It involves mind reading and tiny scissors and Oprah Winfrey, and it's really impressive.
Dang! Wow! You have blown my mind.
With his wife working a day job, Hank has found happiness doing magic while caring for his three-year-old twin sons. And to think, it all began the day he got laid off.
That was, on some levels, one of the worst days of my life, and on some levels, possibly one of the best days of my life. So, you know, and I appreciate that for sure.
Do you know somebody who's lost a job? You might want to tell them about Magician Hank. And don't forget Eric Origen and Gon Galan and their calling booth.
I am Superman, and I can do anything.
We reinforce this idea that you might lose your job, but you cannot lose your calling.
For links to The Adventures of Unemployed Man and Magician Hank Morfin, visit the Fog Files page at kfog.com. For the Fog Files, I'm Peter Finch.
This is local radio, San Francisco's KFOG.